Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First, and the lucky dip today comes from Jennifer, who says, I have too many things. I don't really wear, but feel too bad to chuck them out. I know they say we only wear 20% of what's in our wardrobe. Probably true for me. I can't seem to let go of stuff and live my dream of having a capsule wardrobe. So there's two little things to think about here. First is, why are you holding on to it? Now, there is, you know, sunk costs. There's lots of psychological reasons we hold on to clothes and anything for too long. There's the sunk cost of it. We've spent time, energy, and money buying the thing, so we don't want to get rid of it. So we often think that maybe one day we'll wear it if we just have the right thing to go with it. So it becomes very hard to let go. And also, we place higher value on something that we own than something that we don't own. And I've talked about this before, about how it's really important to become a more conscious shopper, to make sure that what you bring in is great, which is why I say rated an 8, 9 or 10 out of 10 before you buy it. If you are rating it out of 10 and it's only a 7, don't buy it. If it's a 6, definitely don't buy it. So really, it's got to be, you know, almost, you know, like going, this is an amazing piece, I can't wait to wear it. One of those things I always think about when I'm buying clothes is, do I want to just like wear it right now? Do I want to wear it home? Do I want to wear it straight away? If you're not that excited about it, don't buy it. It's probably going to be a mistake. It's going to be one of those things. And then, of course, once we've got it home, it's hard to let go of because we attach value and a higher value to something. I mean, if you've ever had that experience where, you know, it can be something like someone selling a house or a car, and you think they're asking way too much money for that, they're kidding themselves. It's because they place a higher value on it than the market does. And it's the same thing with our clothes, that you place a higher value on it than it actually may have. So particularly when it's not working in your wardrobe, you've got to be really careful about placing a higher value on it. And rather than just going, you know, it was a mistake, let it go. Also too, is we want to be right, not wrong. We don't want to make mistakes. It's human nature to not want to admit we've made a mistake. We want to be right. And so therefore, letting it go and saying it was a mistake is, you know, it's a proof of our humanness. It's a proof of our fallibility. And we often don't want to admit that to ourselves, let alone anybody else. And it can feel like such a waste. So this is where, honestly, the more you can be careful and conscious when you're shopping, and I've got some blog posts about this, you know, the better then your choices will be when they hit your wardrobe. Also, the style education makes a huge difference. The more you know about yourself, your style, your preferences, what works for you, then you are less likely to make mistakes because you understand much more about what actually works for you and what you'll wear and what you'll, you know, enjoy wearing and all those, and what works for you and makes you look amazing. So style education, really important, you know, rating it at 8, 9 or 10 out of 10 before you buy it, so conscious shopping. But what about all those things you've already got in your wardrobe? So part of what I want you to do is to figure out where you've gone wrong. So let's use this as a learning experience. Let's use these things you don't wear as part of your style education. Let's figure out why you're not wearing them. What is wrong with them? Is it just maybe that you're not styling the right, or are they just completely wrong for you? Are they not your personality? So if you put it on, you think, this is not me, that's a personality thing. If you put it on and think, you know, it's unflattering, it doesn't, like, I don't feel good physically, I don't, you know, feel that it flatters me, well, there's something else you've learned. If you put it on and it just feels uncomfortable, we need to know what is comfortable for ourselves. And there's mental comfort, emotional comfort, and physical comfort we have to consider. We need to think about all these three different sorts of comfort. So working out what is comfortable to you. So why is this thing not comfortable? Because we generally don't wear what is not comfortable. There's only so much kind of irritation from our clothes we can handle. And so therefore thinking about, like, what is it about this that means I'm not putting it on, I'm not wearing it. And sometimes it could just be because we don't know how to style it. And that's absolutely the easiest thing to fix, because there's so many ideas out there. You can go on Instagram, just do go onto Pinterest, do a search of how to style a whatever it is garment that you're thinking about. And see if you can find some ideas and try them out. But if you've tried them out and you're not comfortable, let it go. There's something wrong with it. But if you can learn what doesn't work before you let it go, this is really going to inform your future purchasing decisions about why you went wrong. And it can sometimes be that we go shopping with the wrong people who talk us into buying things that are not great for us. We can go shopping, we can feel that we need to defer to the expertise of the sales assistant, or we want to make them happy because they've been helpful, and it's our nature to want to please people. So there's all sorts of reasons we end up with this wardrobe full of clothes that we're really not wearing. But I also want you to think about this. How expensive is space in your wardrobe? So you think about it, if you had to build another room onto your house to kind of for your ever expanding wardrobe, how expensive is that? Because often we think that the cost, that value is so great, but it is greater than I have to build a whole nother room onto my house to be able to store the stuff. So what is the value of that space? So if you think about it, your wardrobe is a container. There's only so much you can put into that container. And one of the things I recommend you do is pull everything out, find your favorite things, put them back into the wardrobe. And then you can put a few other things back in. Say, sometimes we need some things and we don't love them, but we do wear them. But then the container can only be so full, and then it becomes bursting and overflowing. So only put back what you love and let the other stuff go. If you're really not sure, put it in a box or put it in a bag and put it out of your wardrobe. And if you haven't looked for it, if you haven't missed it in 6 months' time, just donate the whole lot. Let them go. Or if they're great quality and more expensive labels, sell them, particularly if they're fairly much unworn. The thing is, people want to buy stuff that's in fashion now. They don't want it 5 years after. So if you've realized you've made a mistake and for some reason or other you can't take it back, sell it fast. So you'll get a higher return on what you invested in it if you sell it faster rather than holding on to it until it's out of date. It's no longer working. And do treat your wardrobe like a kitchen. Where we don't keep the out-of-date milk. We don't keep the out-of-date, the old flour that's got weevils in it. We don't want to keep that stuff. So don't keep the old out-of-date clothes just because they might have good wear left in them. Donate them all. Let them go. Free up that space. And then as far as going, I have this imaginary kind of fantastic capsule wardrobe, that is great. But the first thing you want to consider is a capsule wardrobe right for you. Are you someone who likes to wear a more limited range of things? Or do you like to have lots of options and for different moods? Because if you're more of an options person who likes to dress more differently and have different moods and kind of gets a bit more bored with their clothes, then you'll need to have a larger wardrobe. So a capsule wardrobe won't work. But if you're someone who really enjoys just kind of limiting your choices and just not having to think about it day to day, and that you don't get bored because your creativity and mind is on other things, then a capsule is fantastic. But a capsule needs to be built in a very thoughtful, considered way. And so this is, and I've got my capsule wardrobe download that you can go and grab for free about how to build a capsule wardrobe. But you do have to go about building it in a very considered way. So you only bring things in that work as part of that capsule. Just don't buy random things that don't work. So there are just a few things to think about there for you, Jennifer. It is something to absolutely consider. Part of this is, I'm thinking, lack of style education. Part of this is, we have bought things for the wrong reason. So understanding what those pitfalls are when you buy well versus when you've had bad shopping experiences, when you've brought home things. Remember, we do have this hunter-gatherer in us too, where when we go out shopping, it's time and effort and energy. We want to bring something home to prove that our time was well spent. And one of the things I always love to hear is when my clients tell me that they're so empowered now, they come home with nothing. And they often feel a little bit disappointed, but I'm going, that's great, because that means you didn't buy something that was wrong, that's going to clutter up your wardrobe, that's going to be not worn. You saved your money. Yep, you used some time and energy, but you discovered there was nothing out there for you today. And that is fantastic, because it means that you are learning and you are empowered. So that is actually a great experience to have. Don't see it as a negative. See it as a positive. See it that you are now more discerning, that you understand what works for you. And if it doesn't currently exist in the market, there's no point in buying something just to kind of make you feel like your time and energy has been well spent. Use that as, I always think, use those shopping trips where you buy nothing as a learning experience. Think about this as education. You are educating yourself, and that is always, that has a value for the rest of your life. So, of course, if you do want to get your style education, that's what my 7 Steps of Style program is all about, getting you that style education so that you can make those much better choices and be empowered when you're actually out shopping to buy the right things, not the wrong things. Next question comes from Catherine. I struggle with making the effort to dress stylishly when I don't have many places to go and I'm not sure how to find my authentic style. Again, kind of two questions. So it can be a struggle when you've got nowhere to go, but this is where I have a kind of, what's your bottom limit? As what's the worst thing you want to wear? I always remember the wonderful Brenda Kinsell. She said, you know, I have a minimum with grooming. She said, I don't go past the letterbox without putting my eyebrows on. And I think this is where we want to have our own minimum standards that we kind of live by. And so you might say, you know what my minimum standard is a pair of jeans and a t-shirt and a scarf. That could be my minimum standard. And some level of grooming to that, but that could be that minimum where I've put an accessory on that takes it from just incredibly bland and boring to slightly nicer. One of the other things too is, and I've been through wardrobes where there's all these, I only wear it at home clothes. And I'll go, would you be happy to wear it down to the supermarket? No. Would you be happy that if someone you cared about knocked on your front door and you opened them whilst wearing them? No, I don't want to be seen in them. So why do you keep them? Like, there's one thing to have some clothes that we do really dirty cleaning with or garden in, but we don't need a wardrobe full of them. So I'm going, get rid of all the clothes you don't want to be seen in. There's no point in keeping them. They're not making you happy. They're making you feel bad. They're making you feel depressed. Like, there's no point in keeping those clothes. Like, keep your one set for doing those dirty jobs, but everything else can go. Only wear it at home clothes should not be things that you don't want to be caught dead in. And even loungewear needs to have a, like, you go, you know, I want to have some loungewear that if I did get caught in it, I'm okay with it, because it's okay to be, you know, lounging around sometimes, but that's not my all day, every day. There's a lot of psychological research that also shows that when we dress up a bit, when we make a little bit of an effort, we actually feel better about ourselves. We're less likely to get depressed. We're less likely to be demotivated. So there is, if you want to put yourself into a better psychological state of mind every day, actually taking that 10 minutes extra to put on an outfit that you like the look of. So every time you go to the bathroom or you pass yourself in a mirror somewhere or other, you actually see yourself and you go, I look decent. And that bit of grooming, those things make a huge difference to your psychological well-being. So I was going, like, take that little bit of time to do that. That is something that's really important to do for yourself. And particularly when you don't have anywhere to go. But I mean, like, we've been in lockdown now for over a year. Like, many places are still kind of, we lock down, we go out a bit, but we're still having a much smaller life than we used to have, where there was a lot more things on. So we don't have to get as dressed up. But it's that, what's my version of smart casual, or casual that's stylish casual to me? And so it's figuring out what that is. And that could be getting some inspiration, looking at what other people are wearing, you know, going online, looking at Pinterest, going, like, and just even putting the word smart casual into Pinterest. You'll find, like, smart casual outfits or whatever it might be, and see, go, what's my minimum, and decide on your minimum, and then go, I'm going to stick to that every day. But it has to be authentic to you. And this is the other part of your question of, I don't know how to find my authentic style. So authentic is when we are expressing who we are on the inside, on the outside. So when we think about that, this is where you need to know who you are. So this is where you could write down do a style recipe, or write down a set of adjectives that you say, this describes me as a person. Who am I as a person? What do I want people to know about me? When you can do that, then you can start to then go, well, what does a person, like, if this was a character in a movie, and I've got a blog post about this, just look up, like, movie on the blog and you will find this. Think about that. Once I've got these personality traits of how I want to be perceived, go, if I was dressing a character in a movie or a TV series that had these personality traits, what would they wear? And that's going to tell you what is authentic to you. And of course, it's got to work for your body and your colouring and all those sorts of things as well. But your personality is really important. So authentic is when you put the clothes on and it feels right and it feels like you. And then you go, yep, this is great. This is me. Rather than, you know, when you go shopping and you're in a change room and the sales assistant goes, hey, try this in. And you just think, it's not me. Versus that is me and I love it. And what too many of us do, we get too stuck where we've narrowed down what is authentic to actually too small. When in fact we have, I call it your kind of style superhighway. We have 7 lanes. We can weave in and out of our lanes depending on our mood and where we're going and what we're doing. But we have a kind of broader range of things that are still us. And this is what I love when I'm working with clients and we're out shopping and I find something that I think, you know, like what they've described their personality and the words they've come up with. And I find some garment and I think it's a great color and everything about it's great. And I'll show it to them. And they go, I never would have picked that up, but I love it. And that is when, you know, that's like, it's authentic, but it's the best version of them. So you're, you know, thinking about style recipes and how you want to put yourself together. That is how you're going to find your authentic style. And it's trying different things. It's getting out of your comfort zone as well. Because part of getting out of your comfort zone is actually trying some things on and going, this is me or this is not me. But if you never try it, you're never going to know. You've actually got to wear it to know it rather than just looking at it sometimes. So that is worthwhile thinking about. And this is also why I developed my Evolve Your Style program. Because what it is, it's just a little thing every day to get you out of your comfort zone and to start to figure out what is authentic to you. What is your style? Trying some little different things to see, you know, what actually works for you. And then you'll develop your own authentic style and what feels true and right to you. But there's no right, there's no wrong. There's no one way to be stylish. There's no one set of rules. It's all about what figuring out what who are you? And how do you want to be perceived? And therefore, what are the clothes that actually say those things as well? Last question today comes from Sheila, who says, I'm baffled by my body shape and not sure what suits me. So the thing we can often get baffled by with body shape is we think that if I just know my body shape, it tells me everything about what suits me physically. And it doesn't. Body shape just tells you the silhouette of your body and a bit about the kind of overall, do I want a fit and flare shape? Do I want a straight up and down shape? Like basically that's what body shape tells you. It tells you, where do I put some detail? Do I put detail up here to balance down here? Where do I put horizontal lines? Where do I put vertical lines? It doesn't tell you everything. Body shape does not include things like the size of your bust. It doesn't include, you know, upper arms, thighs, calves, ankles, length of your neck, any of those other details. Body shape is just the overall silhouette. And therefore, it's like, do I want to balance something? Have I got an unbalanced body shape that I need to put horizontals to balance in another area? Do I need to put verticals somewhere to elongate it or slim it down? You know, like that's what body shape tells you. And a bit about like put detail up here, avoid detail down there. Body proportions are not body shape, but they are just as important. And that tells you how long things should be. So should I end my hems below the knee, above the knee, you know, mid thigh? Should I have sleeves that are long or 3/4 lengths? Should I have, you know, long jackets, short jackets, medium length jackets? That is body proportion, not body shape. And then we have body variation. So they're all the bits and pieces. It's the boobs, it's the butts, it's the arms, it's the calves, it's all those other things. And they impact. So you've got to put all these three things together to actually figure out what suits you physically. So just body shape, which is a useful piece of information and it's worthwhile knowing, helps, but it's not everything. And remember too, the body shape guidelines are just that, they're guidelines. They're a very generic set of guidelines. And you're a unique individual. And so your body shape may not exactly, like, am I an A shape who's got a flat stomach or am I an A shape who's got a curvy stomach? Like, they're going to dress slightly differently. Now, some of the silhouette stuff makes the same, but there'll be other things. Do I want a belt? Don't I want a belt? Like, how do I want to do this? So this is where you need to put all these three things, body shape, body proportions, and body variations have all got to go together and to figure out what really works for you. So you might take some recommendations and avoid some others, but it's not the full picture. And then, of course, we've got to overlay personality onto that. So who am I? So say, you know, pencil skirts work for me, but do I want the pencil skirt in an animal print? Do I want it in a neutral, solid color? Do I want it in a check or a stripe? Do I want an abstract print? Do I want it in a floral? You know, all those things come into it, and that's not body shape. And then we've got thinking like the scale of things. What is the scale of our features? How large a collar or smaller collar do I need? How large or small are the details of my outfit, and how is that going to impact on my overall look? We've also got the texture. So how textured am I? Should I wear more textural garments? Should I wear more smooth garments? We've got the pattern. Have I got patterned skin or patterny hair? Therefore, should I wear more pattern? Do I look better in solid? So all these things have to be overlaid together. It's not just body shape. There's a lot to our physicality. And I do have, 9 keys to unlocking the style puzzle as a free download, which gives you a bit of an insight into all the different elements of style that's way beyond body shape that you really need to know about. Because body shape is one thing, but it's not going to tell you everything. And so this is where figuring that out makes a big difference. And this is where, again, getting that style education, because we often think that if I just know my body shape, the answers will come, and you can still feel lost. And this is because style is actually quite a complex science. We often think, because we've been getting physically dressed every day for a long time, I've been putting, arms into the sleeves and my head through the head hole, we think, I've been able to get dressed. Why can't I do this by now? And especially as intelligent women, we can think, I should know how to do this. I've been doing this for a lifetime, and yet still I feel like I have no idea what I'm doing. And it's because we don't get that style education. And that what we do read as style education, which is often magazine articles and things like that, are not actually related to us. And often the advice is not great as well. I can tell you there's an awful lot of terrible advice out there. So this is where that style education that's personalized for you is so important. And this is, what I want to do is I want to help you get that style education, because I know it made a huge difference for me. And it suddenly was like, no wonder I can't wear this. And no wonder that thing that I love the look of looks terrible on me. Like, for me, it was so life-changing getting my style education. And I have so much more confidence now than I used to have because I've got it. It repays you for the rest of your life, getting that style education, because you've got to get dressed every day for the rest of your life. So you may as well make the best decisions about that, instead of just kind of wandering aimlessly around hoping that the next garment you buy is going to be the thing that works. It's kind of like the cure-all, and that's unlikely, sadly. Occasionally we stumble across something, very hit and miss approach, versus the more you know, the better decisions you can make, and the happier you will be as you figure out what is your style and what's authentic to you and what works for your body and what you need in your wardrobe. All those things I've been talking about today are, the solution is getting more educated with your style. So if you are interested, please do join my 7 Steps of Style program. It's really there to help you, to give you that education that you never got growing up. Well, most of us didn't. I know I didn't. And if you weren't born with style, I wasn't. It is one of those things that is so important to get. Well, thank you for your questions, and I will chat to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.